As Ukraine's crisis deepens, a ministry is doing something new. What'll it take to fix Angola's quarter century of war? And did you know that National Foster Care Month is for everyone? We'll explain why on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Russian separatists are vowing to move forward with a referendum for self-rule in Donetsk, Ukraine. That could tear Ukraine apart and make the May 25th presidential election impossible. Slavic Gospel Association supports national Christians in both countries. SGA's Joel Griffith.
The churches are certainly under a lot of pressure because of this. They're wanting to try to find a way to evangelize and reach out with the gospel in this situation.
Funding has been a major problem, especially for churches in the crisis zone. That's why SGA has created the Crisis Evangelism Fund to help national churches.
They're wanting to be able to send crisis response teams into some of these regions where local pastors have few resources. They're wanting to help them with food aid, Bibles, Christian literature, and other essentials, and especially with the focus on evangelism.
Support SGA through a link at our website. Next, Nigeria's president has vowed to do whatever it takes to find the 200-plus kidnapped schoolgirls. The Boko Haram, a terrorist group, is wreaking havoc throughout the nation. World Mission just got word that five of their missionaries were evacuated from the field due to their proximity to the terrorist group. Their School of Missions is helping 200 refugees. Continue to pray for an end to the violence. We have a list of the missing girls at our website. Would you share it and pray? This is Mission Network News. Even though the civil war in Angola ended in 2002, its effects are still clear. Many have never heard the gospel of peace in their own language. In response, Wycliffe Associates is launching Bible translation efforts in Angola. Workers are training mother tongue Bible translators and telling Bible stories. They in turn are asked to retell them in their own language. Funds are needed, but more importantly, your prayers. Meanwhile, do you want to do something special this Mother's Day? This Mother's Day, India Partners invites you to give a $95 sewing machine to a mom in their tailoring program. India Partners' Donna Glass.
This is an opportunity to honor your mom by helping a young woman or a widow participate in a tailoring school free of charge, where they get up to 6 months of training in sewing skills, and when they graduate, they get a treadle sewing machine so they can start their own home business.
Not only do the women learn specific skills, but they also hear the good news of Jesus.
Churches are set up with these sewing machines, and these women come and learn, so they're actually within the church buildings, and then they hear the gospel as they go through their training. And many of them accept Christ, and then they bring their families to church. So it really has a significant change for many people.
You can give a sewing machine to a mother in need through a link at our website. And sometimes we feel bad about foster care. Well, according to Buckner International, not everyone should adopt or foster. There are other ways you can help. It's National Foster Care Month, and Greg Eubanks of Buckner says you should check out their foster care prayer guide.
This guide is something that could be beneficial for anyone. It's not geared just towards foster families, adoptive families. It's geared for anyone who has ever had their heart kind of squeezed a little bit by the biblical mandate to care for the least of these.
Why should you care?
God can do it without us, but we can't do it without you. Agencies like Buckner, for years and years in the States, and even today at international locations, we've tried taking care of kids ourselves, and it's ended up being institutional care. And we learned pretty clearly that that's not the best thing for kids. Kids need families.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I know you're concerned about reaching Muslims for Christ. When you support MNN with your best gift, I'll send you the new 2014 30 Days of Prayer for the Muslim World Prayer Guide. It'll help you learn and pray for Muslims during the month of Ramadan, which begins June 28th. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.